4:17, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by the man who never stops working, Stephen Dinan. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy. Why would you stop working? It's great.
Yeah, I know. You just go 24 hours a day. You're like the Energizer Bunny. You get nine stories working at once. And this one today kind of threw a surprise at me. The Obama administration eases deportation rules. Say it ain't so.
So this is, and we've talked about some of the other steps they've taken before. This is sort of in line with this push they've been making to streamline the process and make it easier for folks to remain illegal immigrants to remain in the country. This is a very, very particular instance. It's unclear how many people it affects. The agency that administers it, or that will administer, can't even say how many people it will affect, probably in the tens of thousands. But so under current law, if you're here illegally and you apply for for legal status, you are supposed to go home and it gets very complicated. You're supposed to go home and make your application and wait from your home country while they decide whether your case is a hardship case and you should be allowed to remain in the U.S. While your full application is pending. So it's essentially, the issue here is a hardship waiver and whether you should be allowed to wait in the U.S. while your hardship waiver is being decided, or whether you should be forced to go home while that hardship waiver is being decided.
All right, but it sounds like something that's subject to interpretation.
For the word hardship, absolutely. Absolutely, and beyond that is just the question of whether the administration's point is this is all about family reunification. It only applies when the immigrant can make the case. I guess in this case it's not an immigrant. The person who's here illegally can make the case that a U.S. citizen family member, a parent or a spouse, would be harmed by the illegal immigrant being separated for that period of time that the law requires. And so, this all gets so complicated, and it really is complex stuff. You know, I guess what it boils down to is what the principle is behind U.S. law. Is there, obviously there's some clemency that's built into the law, but is the general principle that if you're here illegally, we don't want you here and we believe you should go home, and that the separation is a valid punishment for being here illegally, or is that not the punishment we actually intend? And, I would say Rick Santorum, actually on the campaign trail, has a very interesting take on this that I think is probably worth sort of adding into discussion here. And he says it regularly, which is that when he was his grandfather came to the U.S. alone and left his town in Italy, came to the U.S. alone and worked a number of years. Only after he'd saved up enough money did he then bring his family, his children and his wife over. He voluntarily separated himself from his family because he thought the U.S. was worth it. And that's why, when Santorum, when people ask him about illegal immigration, this is the story he tells. And he says, people have chosen voluntarily to separate themselves from their family because it's worth it. If the punishment is separation, well, they should go back and be separated and do it the right way because the U.S. is worth it to them as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, I even played part of that that speech that he gave the other night after the Iowa caucus win or almost win, or whichever right. way you look at it. But anyway, he went into that, and I played about 3 or 4 minutes of that the other evening because I thought that was very important for people to hear. And he has a great story to tell and talks about the fact that he wouldn't be where he is today without his grandfather taking the steps that he took.
It's a very powerful, it's actually the best sort of summation certainly of any of the candidates on the campaign trail right now, and one of the best summations I've ever heard of that, of what's called the rule of law position. And it's, he goes on to say that, we separate families all the time, when people commit crimes, it's called jail, and
that's
that
right.
separates families, and that's what, the American system of justice requires that. These other folks aren't being sent to jail, they're being sent to their homes to await the proper process. And, it's very powerful. On the other hand, of course, is that the 1996 law that writes all these punishments does include a hardship waiver. So there is something in the law for a hardship waiver. The question is, should that be allowed categorically, or should it be done on a very carefully scrutinized case-by-case basis?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, this is essentially the crux of everything we've been talking about here. The crux of this is the Obama administration is trying to expand the authorities it has on a categorical basis rather than a case-by-case basis, and that's where it gets down to.
Yeah, I was reading that law, and it sure appeared to me that that was designed for very special exceptions and not an Obama administration blanket policy.
Yeah, and you know, this is true of this specific case. It's also true of what we talked about, you know, some of the things we talked about in the past with the new deportation, the broader discretion rules that they've given to immigration officials out there, saying, well, if these folks would have qualified for the DREAM Act, even though the DREAM Act doesn't exist or hasn't been passed, if they would have qualified, use your discretion and bump them down on your list. You know, those are the sorts of instances where the administration is really pushing the extent of what Congress intended. It's, you know, it's probably legal under the law, but it's definitely pushing the extent of what Congress intended, and this may be one of those situations as well.
Yeah. Now, didn't we hear just recently that this administration had deported 400,000 illegals?
You did. You know, it's actually very interesting you mentioned that. I haven't done anything on this yet, but there's a study out by, there's a group at Syracuse University that goes ahead and tries to track down, in this case, full immigration agency information and match it up with the public pronouncements. They're in a battle with Immigration and Customs Enforcement over the last 5 years of data. But the most recent year for which they've been allowed to see the data, 2005, they actually found that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, was overstating the numbers by a factor of 4 or 5 times the number of people.
No kidding.
Wow. So it's, you know, who knows whether that's still going on to that extent, but their argument or their analysis of the numbers suggests that there's a lot of games being played with those deportation numbers. So at this point, you know, after seeing that today, I actually don't know when I go back to write the numbers again what I'll actually do about writing the next time I have to confront that.
Okay. Now, the action that we were talking about originally, that this new effort, is this also an effort to appease the pro-immigrant groups? Because, I mean, after all, it's an election year.
Sure. No, that's absolutely part of this. You know, it's safe to say that, you know, it's probably true that the president definitely believes the immigration system is broken and believes that it should be changed and believes, you know, that he should be able to do anything within his powers to ease it as much as possible. All of that goes, you know, so he definitely believes what he's doing, but it does not hurt him at all that these are moves that immigrant rights groups have been calling for months and years in some cases. And so they were thrilled to see it. You know, one of them called it a tremendous victory for families who get caught in this situation. Yeah, let me say one more thing about this, which is that we said earlier that we don't know how many people will apply to. One of the reasons we don't know how many people is because about 23,000 hardship waiver applications were made last year, but immigrant rights groups say there are probably thousands, if not, you know, tens of thousands of people who won't apply for this because they know they would have to go back home to their home countries in the interim and wait for their waiver to be decided on. So they argue that there are a lot of people that are essentially sitting here still undocumented as illegal immigrants who we don't even know, who aren't applying right now, who most likely would apply once this change goes through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Finally, one more thing. I understand that Congressman Lamar Smith, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is very happy about all of this.
Yeah, you know, he and the president have been clashing over just about every immigration move the Obama administration's made. He's the guy who ended up subpoenaing the documents and from ICE or from Homeland Security, and you know, in this case, he essentially said, "Look, this is another decision point for the president. Is he battling for Americans who are here right now and legal immigrants who are going through the system properly, or is he battling for illegal immigrants?" And so, you know, that's certainly how he sees it. Is every time the administration makes one of these moves to ease things for illegal immigrants, he sees it as a zero sum that they're making. That is essentially a slap in the face of those who are doing things through the legal system.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I'm with him. All right, Stephen, thanks for your help. As always, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You too.
See you later. Stephen Dynan of the Washington Times.